This is the Happy Mama Movement, a weekly podcast dedicated to changing the conversation about what it means to be a mother and a woman in this day and age. I'm Amy Taylor Cabaz, author, mama, and former journalist. After spending 15 years chasing news and burning myself out trying to be Superwoman, I realized that I was chasing a dream that no longer served me. And since then, have dedicated myself to understanding the transition that we go through as women when our whole identity shifts with motherhood. Every week, I will bring you the very best insights and inspiration I can find to help us all change the way we feel about this time in our lives and create a movement that allows us to honor motherhood differently. Welcome back, beautiful mamas. Just recently, I heard a quote in a podcast I was listening to that resonated so deeply within me that I actually felt it in my physical body. That may sound melodramatic, but that's what it felt like. It felt like a whoosh, like, oh, I just got that. And I've been thinking about it for days and days. And I thought, therefore, I needed to share it with you. This is the quote that has been rolling around in my head and is helping me make some really brave decisions in my life, is helping me prioritize things differently, is really helping me to think clearly about what's important. This is the quote: be a living example of what's possible. Be a living example of what's possible. What does that mean to you? Does that sink into your body and resonate like it did with me? Here's what it means for me. It is my job as a mama and a woman right now to be everything I can be, so I can be a living example of what's possible. I want to show my children what is possible in this world. I want to show them that it's possible to create something you love and still be there for your family. I want to show them that it's possible to be healthy and kind and balanced even while you're busy doing something that you love. I want to show them that it's possible to nurture a relationship and a marriage while you're parenting and also building a business or working. I want to show them that it's possible to be a woman who is respected and strong and powerful and yet soft and vulnerable too. I have to be a living example of what's possible. And don't you think that that's what our children need more than anything, mamas? They don't need us to be organized. They don't need us to do everything on our to-do list. They need us to be the role model of what is possible in this world, not to play small, not to hold ourselves back, not to put off those priorities we keep setting for ourselves and then dismissing as not important. They need us to prioritize our health. They need us to go to yoga or the gym or for that walk around the block. They need us to book things in for ourselves with our girlfriends and our partners. They need us to be the role model of what is possible in this life. And beyond that, the world needs us to do this right now. This is what we're being called to focus on, truly. We're being asked to step up. I know you're listening to this podcast because you're a mama who is feeling these questions, who's feeling the pull to step up, to rise, to do things differently, to show the world what is possible, that it is possible to be a woman that is balanced, to be a mother that is both kind and caring and present for her children, and yet is also able to have a whole life. We have seen for generations women who have felt like they needed to do one or the other. We have seen women for generations and generations be held back or felt lost or given themselves over to other people. And right now, we are being called to be the role model of what is possible. And so what does that mean for you? What areas in your life are you being called to focus on? What would you like to show is possible? Think about your children. Think about the world around you. Think about what you would love them to see. And how can you start to be that right now? How can you start to prioritize things differently? How can you be what you want? And then we just have to find the courage to start making these changes. Don't get me wrong, it's scary. I have been here for a little while trying to find the courage to be the role model of what is possible. I feel like on a very practical and personal level, that is also my role within Happy Mama. My role is to show what is possible, is to live this as much as possible, is for me to learn and then live how to be a mama, a wife, a friend, a sister, and a businesswoman, because I want to be a role model of what is possible. I've had women like this in my life. I have watched others show me that it is possible to be a mother and be there for their kids at the school gates and be there for them overnight and be there for all of the bumps and the scratches and the fall downs, but still also chase their dreams and be all they can be. I needed to see that in some other women for me to believe it was possible. Even though when I started this first blog 10 years ago and started to ask the questions of who am I and how am I going to do this, I felt like there were no role models around. Over the last few years, I've really seeked out and found examples of what is possible for us. And I hope when you listen to this podcast every week, you find your role models of what is possible too. I hope you hear in the stories of the mamas and the experts and authors I bring into this podcast the possibilities that are available to you. I hope you can start to see that you too can make changes. You too can make decisions that will allow you to be more happy, more present, to get what you really want, because they need us to be these role models. Our children are watching, and I know that sometimes it feels really heavy to think about the fact that they're watching. And we not only have to make sure the school forms are done and the washing's done and the house is clean and the birthday presents are bought, but we also now have to be a role model. I know sometimes on some days that feels too much. I get it. I feel that too sometimes. But the truth is, if we can just every day remember by prioritizing this, by making sure we're balanced, we're healthy, we are showing what is possible. And that really is important. So if you've been holding yourself back, if you've been too afraid to ask for what you need, if you've been feeling like you're stuck, Perhaps this sentence will help you and land into your soul like it did for me. Be a living example of what's possible. Until next week, thank you for listening, beautiful mamas. Sat Nam.